intelligent flow control supports clean, low-cost energy. Every engineer knows that in machine design, you can't get something for nothing. No system is 100% efficient, and when that system involves combustion for heat and electricity generation, efficiency is the main driver in delivering low-cost, reliable power. Current best available gas turbine technology is close to 40% thermally efficient. A good number, but that's a lot of BTUs of heat energy going up the stack. Combined cycle systems recover some of that heat, but as every engineer knows, it's the delta T that constrains energy recovery. The exhaust of the first combustion stage is much lower than the peak burner temperature, and that's the starting point for the second stage. Just as in the age of steam, where triple expansion represented the limit of energy recovery from coal combustion, more machinery quickly reaches the point of diminishing returns. Consider, however, the other uses for that waste heat. Turbine exhaust temperatures can exceed 600 CE. With lots of heat capacity in the working fluid to provide process heat for many applications, from building HVAC to manufacturing operations. Called combined heat and power, CHP, or more accurately cogeneration when the energy is used for other purposes like cooling, CHP systems save fuel and reduce pollution as well as lowering CO2 emissions. Major urban areas have markets for both products of a cogeneration operation, electricity and heating / cooling energy, and district heating and cooling is commonly used worldwide to serve commercial and residential customers. As an example, Energy Center Omaha has delivered reliable and affordable steam and chilled water thermal energy services to its customers in downtown Omaha for 50 years. Three Energy District energy plants in Omaha deliver steam and chilled water through an extensive pipeline network. Each building is instrumented to monitor usage for billing purposes. Steam measurement was originally by pressure and temperature measurement through an orifice plate, along with a BTU meter. Chilled water was measured with simple positive displacement flow measurement, temperature monitoring, and BTU meters. Circular chart recorders generated paper records of measurements. Although state-of-the-art when installed, the original metering systems had limitations. The orifice plate system had a limited rangeability, turndown ratio, as the system dealt with wide variations in flow, a problem shared with the chilled water positive displacement flowmeters. And as the original BTU meter vendor ended support for that legacy product, a system upgrade was ideal. Energy replaced the orifice plate devices with Endress Blushauser Prowl 73F Vortex flow meters, Surabar PMP71 pressure transmitters, and TH13 Hart Smart temperature transmitters. Chilled water flow is measured using ProMag 53 watts magnetic flow meters. Energy rounds out the system with an RMS621 steam flow computer / energy manager and RSG30 paperless recorder / multi-channel display. Results have been excellent, with improved accuracy and reliability, and an additional benefit of lower pumping costs with the Vortex and magnetic flow meters. The RSG30 has eliminated the storage and tracking issues of paper charts, and the systems is managed by an Endress Blushauser Reed Wind 2000 system for billing. An added advantage is that the new system's instrumentation is traceable to NIST standards. The new technology was initially implemented for Energy's new customers, but now existing equipment is being upgraded to take advantage of the lower costs and improved accuracy of the automation. The monitoring of chilled water flow is handled with Endress Blushauser ProMag 53P electromagnetic flowmeters, while steam condensate mass is measured with ProMass 40E Coriolis flowmeters. The video below explains the process of Coriolis flow measurement. Energy sells heat and power, but they also buy a major input, natural gas. With significant gas consumption, accurate measurement is a necessity for profitable operation. When Energy's existing BTU measurement system needed replacement, the utility installed an Endress Blushauser RMM621 Advanced Math Module and RMC621 Natural Gas Flow Computer / Energy Manager. The new system detected a fault in the gas company's PD metering, which had created a 0.5% measurement error in favor of the gas supplier. By adding advanced monitoring and process control to an already efficient generation and distribution system, the Energy Omaha Energy Center delivers low-cost heating and cooling with minimal environmental impact. For more information, visit the Endress Blushauser website, or download Endress Blushauser's ebook Learn to Measure pH of Ultra-Pure Water in Power Industry Applications. Endress Blushauser has sponsored this post. It had no editorial input into this post. All opinions are mine. James Anderton.